The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Richard Pitino. The Gophers are 10-1 on the season. Minnesota will take on LIU Brooklyn on Wednesday before wrapping up non-conference play against Arkansas State on December 23rd. Coach Pitino, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Great to
Doing
hear
very
your
well.
Voice.
Oh, I know. It's great to hear yours.
Yeah.
Congrats on the win last night. Feel free to provide some opening thoughts, and then we'll go to questions for you.
Well, happy with the win and where we're at. I think we're playing good basketball, and, you know, by no means are we where we need to be, but like where we're at. So, you know, we'll move on and prepare for LIU Brooklyn, who just had a good win versus St. John's.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Adam Zagoria, Zags Bob.
How are we doing, Coach?
Zags, what's up, man?
What's the word, my man?
Not a whole lot.
You played both St. John's and LIU Brooklyn. I was at the game yesterday. LIU gets a nice win. Have you seen much film on them? And, you know, just kind of what are your thoughts on them?
Well, to be honest, I have not been able to dive in just yet. Had a couple things this morning and still trying to put last game to bed, you know, and kind of clean up some of those things. But I know certainly their best player or one of their best players played for me at FIU. So I'm happy Jerome is doing well and playing well. You know, he was an important part of our success at FIU. So, you know, I know it'll be a difficult game. I'm sure they're going to be feeling really good and really excited about where they're at.
And just with NJIT, Richard, what did you take away from them?
You know, I think they are they really run their offense extremely well. You know, they run a Princeton offense. Coach got them executing it very, very well. It's difficult to guard. They make you pay if you make mistakes. Obviously, with the kid Lynn, I mean, he's just got so much offensive firepower. They can really shoot the ball well. You know, you got to guard the three versus them. So, you know, I think from where they were a couple years ago to where they are now is just a testament to, you know, really good recruiting and just a really good commitment level to just continue to build it the right way. So they're a tough out for anybody.
All right, my man. Good luck.
All right, Zach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Richard, I'm just wondering, looking back, you know, going from last year to this year, where obviously so many things were so difficult for you guys. I mean, to be 10-1 right now, how different do things feel among the guys? I mean, does it feel night and day compared to last season, or what is the vibe right now with your team?
You know, I've said this before, and you know, it's natural, obviously, to compare last year to this year, so you know I understand it, but it's a different team. It's not a better team than last year. It's a different team, and you know when you've got five new faces, you know on your roster, one guy in Amir Coffey's playing 30 minutes a game. You know Reggie's playing whatever 25 minutes. Akeem's playing 20 minutes. Eric's playing 20 minutes. So just the difference of the bodies that are on the court certainly make it a much different look. You know, with that being said, the vibe is great because, you know, we're 10-1. And, you know, I guess when these guys taste success, they feel good. And, you know, last year we didn't have that feeling too often. So chemistry's been good. You know, guys are excited with where we're at. You know, our biggest test is obviously to make sure they understand that we are by no means where we want to go. And we just got to continue to move forward and get better.
And like you said, a different team, different scenarios, all that and such. But just is this an extra way, extra gratifying, satisfying for you just to bounce back from a tough season and you know to be sitting here right now? Like you said, you know you got a long way to go. Season's you know a long way to go and everything. But just do you feel personally better about where the program is compared to where it was a year ago?
Well, I always knew that we were going to take a step back last year. I wasn't sure where it would be, but I just thought from day one the situation that we inherited was a roster full of you know juniors and seniors. You know we kind of had to supplement the roster when we got here with a junior college player, a fifth year senior, a transfer, but we weren't really able to get a really good recruiting class that first year. And then our second class, you know, one of our pieces transferred after 7-8 games, so we weren't able to quite build it the way we needed to build it. Last year was that. You know, we were going to have 10 underclassmen on a roster of 13. That's extremely young. You know, and the way that you win and the way that you build a program is with young guys continuing to get better. Now you're looking at Dupree McBrayer is playing well because he went through the wars last year as a freshman. Nate Mason is playing well because he did that. Bakari Kanate, you know, Jordan Murphy, all those guys. So, you know, at some point we had to rebuild. Unfortunately, it was last year and it was difficult, but, you know, we were always excited about where we thought this team could go with three transfers and a good recruiting class.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, we're all set. Have a great week. Thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thanks.